saying, but I won't chant with conviction when I know what I'm saying. So here goes the chant. You ready?
Okay. You are ready.
Okay. Nothing I see means innocence. Nothing I see means innocence. I have given everything I see, all the meaning that it has for me. I have given everything I see, all the meaning that it has for me. I do not understand anything I see.
Images that I have made. My thoughts are images that
It is, we went through the first 15 lessons, and if we did this right, most of us didn't know what the hell we was talking about. Right?
The world is meaningless and it's filled with fear, but God didn't create that meaningless world. We did, right?
Because my thoughts are images that I have made.
Right.
Exactly.
I needed to hear that.
I'm living in a world I made because I'm living in a world that I perceive. Mm-hmm. And I make my perceptions. I'm living in a world that I perceive. I'm making up the world I live in. I'm making up the world I live in because I'm the one that's giving it meaning. So, let's see. Tonight, we're going to continue on page 229. I'm going to see if I can be the physical embodiment of these words. I want to be these words with a body wrapped around it. That's what I am. That's a trip, isn't it? You're just a thought with a body wrapped around it. You're just a thought with your body wrapped around it. And your body is in your thought. You are thought with the flesh and blood wrapped around it. But your body is in your thought. I'm going to read a paragraph and then we're going to go through it. And even though it uses Christian terminology, it's talking about universal spiritual themes, and Christ is just another term for your real self. So every child of God is one in the real self. For your being is in the real self, as your real self's being is in God. Your being is in your real self, as your real self's being is in God. Your real self's love for you is your real self's love for your real self's creator, which your real self knows, because your real self knows your creator's love for you. Your real self knows how much your creator loves you. And when your right mind has at last led you to your real self at the altar of your creator, I say it again, when your right mind has at last led you to your real self, when your right mind, the Holy Spirit, has at last led you to the Christ, your real self, at the altar to your Creator, when your right mind has at last led you to your real self at the altar of your Creator, when your loving mind has finally led you to your real self, when your peaceful mind has finally led you to your real self, when your peaceful mind has finally led you to your real self, your real self is located at the altar to your creator. And an altar is a devotion. Whatever you're devoted to, that is your altar. So your real self is going to lead you to the love that created you in total devotion. You'll be devoted in love, devoted in freedom. One thing's for sure, I sure don't know my real self yet. Because sometimes my real self sounds like a fantasy. You know, I hear about my real self is all loving, and my real self is leading me home, and my real self has all power, and my real self is free, and my real self is all knowing, and my real self is abundant, and my real self is totally loving, and my real self can never be hurt. That sometimes that sounds like fantasy. Okay? So I need to hear about my real self because I have lost sight of it. Mm-hmm. So this is like somebody telling you about yourself, finally, but they're just telling you about the self you've forgotten about, so it doesn't look like I'm talking to you. But I'm talking to you. When I talk about beauty, and I talk about love, and I talk about, you know, being led back home to what you love, I'm talking about you. See, I'm talking to you, but I'm not talking to you. Some of y'all know exactly what I mean. I'm talking to you, but I'm not talking to you. You see, it's two of you sitting in front of me, and I'm not talking to the one that's not listening to me.
You got to get these CDs. You'd be surprised at what I said. I was right there. I didn't hear none of that. What did he say? Okay. Now it's going to get even deeper. You ready?
Yeah.
He says, when you finally gotten to the point that the Holy Spirit is nature to your real self at the altar to your Creator, then your perception is going to fuse into knowledge. Because your perception has become so holy, so healed, so loving, that it's transferred to holiness, which is love, is merely its natural extension. In other words, you're going to start seeing things with such certainty that your perception becomes so loving that it just transfers to love. In other words, you'll go from seeing love to being love. The way you see things, they're going to be so in line with the way things really are in terms of love and happiness. You're going to finally see things to the point that they're just about the way things really are. And then you're going to fuse on over to everything in your life being that way. It's going to be happy. It's going to be abundant. It's going to be free. It's going to be safe. But you got to see it before you fuse into it.
Cool.
Wow. Okay.
I like that.
Before I join with you, I think I need to see you first. Because I tell you, a lot of people I wouldn't have joined with if I hadn't seen them first. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. I joined with you before I saw you. Not going to do that again. Okay, now this is what's really cool. He says, love transfers to love without any interference. Love will go to love if you don't interfere with it. Love will go to love. Love will come to you if you don't interfere with it, because you are love. Love is going to come to you. Abundance is going to come to you. Freedom is going to come to you. Innocence is going to come to you simply because you are innocent. You are love. So it's going to come to you unless, of course, we what? Interfere. Now check this out. Interfere. Unless we interfere. Another way to look at it could be unless we enter fear. Ooh. Just came to me right then when it breathed. Unless we interfere, love transfers to love. Okay? There's something about the course being read in front of a group of people and a group of people together that you hear it in a way you never hear it when you're reading it by yourself. You see them reading right out of the book and everybody's going, That's why I love to read it. And I love when people allow me to take 25 years of doing this. And that's what I mean by becoming the physical embodiment of the word. Just let me let you hear it. Because your believing it and your understanding it is not a powerful contribution to the truth.
Right.
You believing something or you understanding something does not make it true. Doesn't make it what it is. It's not like it's not what it is unless you agree. Okay, I love this. I love the line in the course where he says, I can give you the truth in an instant, but it might take you lifetimes to accept it. I can give you my love right now. It might take you 20 years before you accept that I've been giving you my love right now. See what I'm saying? You can get everything you want right now. What's slowing everything down is your acceptance of it. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm the physical embodiment of a word of truth, one way of looking at it, coming through a body, but not the only way to look at it. Okay? So I'm testing letting pure thought come through my body and see how it feels. Pure thought. Not the kind like, boy, she got a round butt. Okay.
Pure thought?
No, that wasn't a pure thought. That was an interfere thought. Because if I see you as a body, I'm going to forget your mind. And if I forget your mind, then I'm going to forget who I'm going to be dealing with. Because I'm not going to be dealing with your butt. Even though it might have been what got my attention in the first place. You know what I'm saying? But I don't notice butts the way I used to. I notice minds more now.
That's so cool.
And you'd be surprised at the butts that come with the mind. I think the people who stick around are the ones I'm supposed to be talking to. So I thought I'd just be myself and weed things out. I used to be afraid to be myself because I knew most of the people seemed like they were around me because I wasn't being myself. So if I started to be myself, I thought I was going to lose everybody.
You know that?
I was always afraid to test to see who, if I was really myself, who would really stick and who would go. And somewhere within my being, I knew that the person that stayed would be the person that was the most valuable person in the world. And the fact that at the beginning, there wasn't a whole lot of them, made it easier for me because I'm not that good at taking care of people no way. So I was kind of glad that one by one person loved me at first. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
He says, love transfers to love without any interference for what? The two are one. The two are one. The two. So if I want to transfer love from me to him, then the thought I should have in my mind is we two are one. We two are one. We two are one. See, it sounds like another language. We two are one. We are up there. We two are one tribe. We two are one. Of the we two are one tribe. Are there any other members out there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for more we two are ones.
Oh, yeah.
Two are ones?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Did it feel good?
Yeah.
See, when you said the truth, you know it's the truth because it works instantly.
Yeah.
It feels good instantly.
Mm-hmm.
You have a thought and you feel crafty like killing yourself, it might not be from God. He says, as you perceive more and more common elements in all situations, as you see more and more common elements in all situations, the transfer of training under the Holy Spirit's guidance increases and becomes generalized. As you perceive more and more common elements in all situations, the transfer of training under your right mind's guidance increases and becomes generalized. As you see more and more common elements in all situations, the transfer of training under love's guidance increases and becomes generalized. As I see more and more common elements. Now, that means as I see the same thing in more and more situations, my learning increases as I see more of the same thing in every situation. I noticed that no matter what situation I'm in, I never feel 100% completely peaceful and unafraid. I noticed that no matter where I go, I never feel 100% through and through completely peaceful in any situation. That's the common element that I've noticed in all situations. And I also noticed that if I create my perception of every situation, then that's the common element in every situation. The common element in every situation is that you're the one that's perceiving it. The common element in every situation is that you're the one that's seeing it.
Yeah.
And that's a common element in every situation you've ever been in your life?
Yeah.
Wasn't it you were the one that sees it? Okay, if you're beginning to see that you're the common element in every situation in your life, that's how you know that you're receiving God's guidance and it's increasing in your life right now.
Even if you don't like what you see?
Even if you don't like what you see, once you notice that you see it everywhere you are, you begin to kind of locate where the thing that you don't like is located. It's in you. Because you're the thing that's common in every situation.
Yeah.
It wasn't like everybody else got on the phone and called each other and told each other to treat you sucky before you got there. Everybody didn't get on the phone everywhere you went yesterday and told each other to give you a hard time before you got there.
Sure.
I'm positive. Because the one thing that was common in every situation that you went in yesterday was that it was your perception.
Yeah.
And you were the one that was looking at it. As you see more and more common elements in every situation, he says, that's when you know that the transfer of training under the Holy Spirit's guidance increases and becomes generalized. Now, what does it mean to increase from A Course in Miracles perspective? I love his definition of increase. It means to generalize. to I love you,
but I'm going to take that same love and I'm going to also extend it to you, and I'm going to take the same love and I'm going to extend it to you, and I'm going to take the same love and I'm going to extend it to you. And so the more, so by increasing it, I'm just generalizing it and starting to use it with more and more people and more things. So to increase something, you have to apply it to more and more people and more things. If you want to increase anything, you got to start applying the attitude that you are applying toward the thing that you like toward more and more and more things.
You
got to
take off.
I love her, so I got to start applying that attitude of love to more and more and more and more and more and more people. To increase it, I have to generalize it. To increase it, I have to use it in as many situations as possible. We just heard how to increase anything.
Yeah.
Woo!
Okay.
Gradually, that means, and so you see how they make that up, the very next line says, gradually, you learn to apply it to everyone and everything, for its applicability is universal. You're going to apply this new truth that you're learning to everyone and everything because you know that its application is universal. So you apply it to everyone and you apply it to everything because you know its application is universal. You apply it to everyone, you apply it to everything because you know the truth's application is universal. So to be universal, it means it applies to everything. It applies to everyone if it's universal. If it's universal, you're included. If it's universal, you're included. If it's universal, you're included. If it's universal. That means that all the things that are love, that are peace, that are joy, that are truth, that are safety, that are harmony, it applies to you because you are a part of the universe and the universe is universal. It's not like you're outside the universe. That's a little too special. Some people are so special. Say, how special are they?
How special are they?
They're so special that they think the truth applies to everybody but them.
Oh.
They're so special.
How special are they?
They're so, some people are so special, they think that love and abundance doesn't apply to them.
Well.
They're special?
Uh-huh.
If I can't get your attention by being the greatest thing there ever was, I will get your attention by being the most pitiful thing there ever was. He says, just as soon as you apply this truth, now here's a cool way to apply it. If I'm responsible for everything I perceive, and if I'm responsible for the way that I'm feeling, if I'm responsible, you know what's the really cool good news about that? It means you're responsible for the way that you feel, and you're responsible for the way that you feel, so you can't blame me no more about the way that you feel. If I got to assume responsibility for everything that's happening to me, then doggone it, I'm going to also apply that to you. And stop allowing anything outside of me to make me feel I'm responsible for what it's feeling and what it's doing.
That's true.
If I'm going to claim that power for me, I'm going to claim it for everybody else in the room. That way I'm applying it universally, and my power will become greater and greater and greater because I'm increasing the truth in my life by applying the truth to everyone in it. Now, what I said doesn't really fly if you really got somebody you want to blame. So, you know, the people you want to blame, you pretty much want to exclude them from all the laws of the universe that bring benefits. Right? And since that person is a part of you, then it's you leaving a part of yourself outside of happiness, and then you wonder why you're not completely happy. As long as you leave me out here, you're not completely in there. If I'm a part of you. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
I'm a part of you. I don't believe many of you walk in tonight and left your legs at the door. You know, you brought your whole body in here, right? But if you had left your arm out there, part of you would be missing. You leave me out, part of you is missing.
Yeah.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Deep in it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like oneness.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like oneness. Because I want to believe I can experience something that you don't experience. I want to believe that I can just look out for me and that's okay and I never have to look out for you. I like separation because then I don't have to do nothing for nobody.
Right.
That's deep. I like separation because I don't want to feel your fear, and I don't want to feel your pain, and I don't want to feel your sickness, and I don't want to feel your lack. And if you're separate from me, I don't feel what you go through. So as long as we're not going to love each other, as long as we're not going to get in touch with our personal power and let joy come out of us, I am so damn glad I'm separate from everybody. I don't know what to do. Until we can love each other, I'm so glad we can't feel each other's negative fear for feelings at a conscious level. See, it's the most loving thing that God ever came up with is us not feeling each other until we feel each other right. Because what good would it do me to be in pain the same time you're in pain that I couldn't help you when you're in your pain? I need to be out of the pain so I can help you while you're in the pain. So as long as we separate, it's good to pretend that we have different feelings and that we're not the same until we learn how to love each other. Then we can help each other.
Yeah.
Because you're just feeling a feeling that I felt at another time. That's all you ever feel. That's all anybody ever feels. It's what we felt at another time. And because we're not feeling it, when they're feeling it, we say we're different. This is so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It says, when you finally know what you're looking at, which is your perception fusing into knowledge, when you finally know what you're looking at, then you're operating under the unification of the laws of God.
Wow.
What?
Yeah.
I said, when the way that you see things and the truth truly become similar, then you will be experiencing the unification under the laws of love and your life will be profoundly blessed. When you learn how to see things the way they really are, you will become under the unification of the laws of abundance. When the way you see things, if it's the way it is, then your perception is fused into knowledge and you'll be operating under the unification of the laws of freedom. What does that mean? It means if I say to you that I give everything I see all the meaning that it has to me, if I say I'm the one that's making my perception, if I say that you and I are one, then my perception is true.
Yeah.
My perception is so true that it would become easy for me to actually transcend into a state where my life actually is safe and actually is loving. But it starts with me seeing you the way you really are. And what you really are, and what I really am, we are loving beings who have forgotten who we really are. And now we think we're the stuff we made up about ourselves. And whatever your idea of yourself is, whatever you think about yourself, you're going to surround yourself with witnesses who
yes.
reflect back to you that your image of yourself is true.
Yeah.
Now that same law is about to be used to your advantage because now you're going to be surrounded by witnesses who reflect back to you how beautiful you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same law is going to be operating from the other end because you know it can operate from the flip side where you get the witnesses to your guilt.
Yeah.
So now I'm saying that same law being surrounded by your witnesses is getting ready to be reflected back to you in terms of witnesses of what's so cool about you. Because now you've gone through enough in the past to be able to tell the difference.
Yeah.
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 Now you know.
Yeah.
Because you've experienced what is not.
Right.
But love is not.
All we've been experiencing is what love is not.
Right. And we should be grateful.
And we should be grateful that now we know what that is.
I put that on my gratitude list the other day.
And you can reduce it to one word. What love is not is fear. Do you love me? Do you fear me? Do you fear me? You don't love me. Do you fear me? You don't love me. Do you fear me? You do not love me. Do you fear me? You do not love me. Do you fear me? You do not love me. Do you fear me? You do not love me. You are calling for love. You are calling for my love. You are afraid of me, so you are calling for my not to harm, hurt, or in any way abuse you. That's what you're doing when you're afraid. You're saying, please don't hurt me, whatever it is. So when you're afraid, you're just begging everything to treat you wonderfully as soon as possible. I'm afraid. I want everything to treat me beautifully as soon as possible. Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. I want safety. 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 I feel afraid. I feel afraid. I'm not loving you yet because I don't feel safe in your presence yet. But I'm getting there because you are showing me more and more every day. I can trust you by never attacking me. But we're so insane, the Course says, that we actually think people are supposed to love us back for us always attacking them all the time with our anger. That actually this somehow or another is going to make them want us more. Because I'm constantly attacking you and letting you know how upset I am about every little thing you do. That's supposed to make you just go to bed tonight and just dream about the gift you're going to buy me tomorrow. When you wake up, you'll be wondering why people didn't leave you sooner. When you wake up, you'll go, my God, I received a lot of love in my life that I didn't even recognize that I was receiving. My God, I received a lot of patience in my life even when I didn't recognize. You mean they stuck with me through all of that unconsciousness when I was whoa, you wake up and all of a sudden you have this profound sense of gratitude because you realize how many times in your life people loved you unconditionally when you were being a total little butthole. And they still stuck right there with you. While you were blaming them for your unhappiness because you were so unconscious about what was causing your reality, which was you. Woo! I'm so glad that now we're at that point that we're going to stop interfering with love coming to us. By owning that we're the ones who are common to every situation that we're in, and we're the ones who can choose to look at it another way. So no matter how you're seeing things, the good news is you can see it another way. And what's really wonderful is the new way of seeing is going to be a gift. It's going to be given to you. It is given to you. I will give you another way. You want another way of looking at things? Oh, give me another way of looking at things. Okay, I'm going to give you another. This is where I want you to look at what happened last week. It goes, the past is over and it can touch me not. Say, the past is over. It can touch me not. It can touch me not. It can touch me not. Let me see. It can touch me not. My past is over. It can touch me not. Now that was another way of looking at it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's up to you whether or not you choose to use it. And that's the problem. We get the gift, but we don't accept it. I don't want that way to look at it. I believe my past can catch me up. But that's what's wrong right now. My past caught up with me. Now I'm telling you that your past that consisted of every loving thing that you've ever done, that past is about to catch up with you. The past that consists of every kind, act, or thought that you've ever had, that past is about to catch up with you. Because when you're criticizing or judging yourself, you have a tendency to look back through your past based on the state of mind that you're in the present. So if I'm in a depressed state of mind, then when I think about my past, I'm only remember depressing events. So your past is nothing but a reflection of what you're thinking about right now.
Wow.
That's how you know it doesn't exist and you can change it. If you're going to choose to look back through all the cool stuff that you've done. Don't start out with, what have I done wrong? You start out with, what have I done right? What did I do right today? That's not positive thinking, that's the truth. You did something right today. For a lot of people, that was a wrong thing to do. Fortunately, that wasn't true for you. Some people wish they'd never gotten out of bed. You know what I'm saying? But do you remember in the way, way olden days, when you would wake up in the morning and you were as excited because you had no idea what the day was going to bring, and you knew you was going to play. That's all you knew. That everybody else worried about the wrecks. I'm a child. I'm going to play. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Don't forget that. Don't forget that part of yourself, because that's the part of yourself that's real. That's the only part of you that is real. It's the part of you that can sincerely play. It's the fake play that kills you. The sincere play is you doing what you will. Whoa! Isn't that cool? Woo! Any questions about or comments about anything that I've said that has to do with clarifying more so than fighting with me? Anybody got any of those kind of thoughts? Okay.
I have noticed since I have been able to become more loving that it seems like some of the same people that used to feed me my guilt all the time are now feeding me love, and I think it's because I'm feeding them love. So some of those people haven't gone away, they've switched the way they...
Cool.
What they give
me? Well, you know, look at people as if they're radio stations, and then you just tune in on the channel that you're on. That's why I can be with a person, and they can treat me so cool, and then somebody else can be with that same person and look like that person mistreats. Well, I'm on station 93.5, and with them, and you're on station 62.2, so they meet you just where you meet them.
Yeah.
It's the trip when you really see that we're multidimensional beings and that we exist on many levels at once. So if you were willing to raise your vision, then you could tune into the part of everyone around you that's more loving than the person that you're dealing with. But you got to raise the elevator of your eyes. You have to raise the elevator of your eyes. If you want to see me on the 97th floor, you got to get up there where I am. But if you want to see me on the 30th floor, hey, I'll meet you on the 30th floor.
You are pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm You see what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So don't be getting mad at people because you don't know how to tune your radio.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you can be on those high levels and you can meet somebody and then they seem to be on that high level because you're on that high level, which means because you're kind of new to each other and you don't have all those judgments and stuff and you're kind of accepting each other as you are. And then you enjoy it so much you want to lock it up and enclose it in some kind of form that you can keep with you all the time. So you immediately make a tomb out of it.
Yeah.
T-O-M-B. Mm-hmm. And then you lose all the freedom that created the love to begin with. I love that.
Mm-hmm. I do plenty of this at work.
I'll tell you, when I worked in the world, that was when the Course in Miracles worked best for me. Because people who are asleep are more utterly predictable.
Yeah.
All they want is for you to be an example of the way that they're refusing to be. In other words, I was at work. All I said, whenever anybody said anything to me, that's all I want in this situation is peace. That's all I want. I don't want anything but peace. That's it. You know, let's go for what's going to give us the most peace, what's going to do the most peace. And so I would say that so much with the coworkers that I had that they started calling me Peace Purdy.
Right.
That was my nickname. It was Peace Purdy. So it got to the point that every time somebody would call me, they'd say, hey, peace. You know, and then when my boss came in with some big change that he really didn't create, because if he really was the big boss, he wouldn't be one level up from me. So I knew it wasn't no point in blaming him for the stuff that he was telling me because he wasn't the creator of it. And I knew he must have hated to have to tell a bunch of people who didn't realize he didn't create it all about it.
Yeah.
So I would be the one that would try to support him in feeling innocent in what he was trying to do by not attacking him for saying it, which made me stand out as a cool person to him, which made him not pay as much attention to me as he did all the people that was giving him the hard time. So I was always having a lot of freedom, kicking it all day, doing what I needed to do, and all the people who was giving him the hard time, he was behind trees writing them up.
Yes.
And he was supposed to have been the most racist guy in the phone company, which is where I worked for. I was in Bell South. I was an installer repairman. Yes, I did have a tool belt. When I was like in my 20s. So I had to get into the court because I had to do some forgiveness. Get rid of that guilt. I hope y'all have had so much fun y'all need to go to God.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
If you haven't, you haven't been kicking it up yet. If you're doing it right, you're feeling like, oh, my God, I got to go to God because all the stuff I did, and I had such a good time doing it, you know. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. That's right.
I sure do.
So I'm saying at work is when it works the best. That's what I meant. Now, they love me being a peaceful person that kind of kept everybody happy. But usually, people like that, they don't need to hang around with you all the time. They just want to take you in doses. So therefore, they treat you really good, but they're not going to really invite you into their intimate life. So really, people who don't know how to love and who attack didn't invite me into their personal life. And they just liked me when I would be the way I was when I was around them. But you can't ask anything better than that. So you never have to worry. People who really like a lot of drama, they'll be glad that you're a loving person. And they're not going to try to spend too much time with you. So you don't have to worry about them becoming a problem for you. Actually, that's how they won't become a problem for you. Because you're not in conflict enough to attract them. People who love drama are repelled by people who love peace. That's why if you're truly peaceful, you would never attract somebody who would attack you. You would repel them. You would not even be in their auric field. They couldn't even come around you. They wouldn't even see you. It's like in that Celestine Prophecy movie. You become totally invisible to people who love conflict and drama as you become more peaceful by recognizing that there's a part of you that's leading you to your real self that will in turn lead you to God and to joy. And that you're spending all your time trying to learn how to hear that voice better and clearer so that you can follow the guidance that is given you so that you won't go through any pain during the day and have anything go wrong or hurt you. Because you know if you listen to your guidance, you will not be in any kind of painful situations all day long. And then all the stuff you used to try to figure out in terms of how to make yourself safe, you'll no longer have to do any of those things. Because you'll be told everything you need to know.
That's a good one.
Your voice will say something like,
yeah.
That's the person that you're going to marry. That's the job that you should do right now. That's where the prosperity that you want. Because you could have it directly, but it'll freak you out so bad that your higher self has to come up with ways to give it to you that won't scare you.
Yeah.
So take the form of the job that you wanted, or happen to meet this person at the party that was the relationship you've already. You could have had that love instantly, but that would have been too much of a shock to your system. So it needs a way to get to you through bodies that you can accept. So everything you want is going to come to you in the best form for you that you can accept with joy. Everything that you want is going to come to you in the form that is best for you and that you want it in, so that you will willingly accept it, because people tend not to accept things as not coming the way they want it.
That's right. Sure. Yeah.
So your good will never come to you in a form you don't like.
Great.
Damn, that is so cool.
Your good will never come to you in a form you don't like. Because what created us is so smart that it knows that the easiest way to get us to accept something is to give it to us the way that we want it and like it. Isn't that sneaky?
Yeah.
And why am I telling you this now? So that when it starts to happen and you start to receive the benefits of all the loving things you've ever done that you've forgotten about,
yeah,
you will be able to recognize it and you'll be able to accept it because you deserve it.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate y'all so much tonight.
This is for us. There's nothing wrong with doing it for us. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. It feels so good coming to your body, saying stuff like things coming to you in the form you like it.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I want everything wonderful that's supposed to be in my life to come to me whether I believe it or not. That's how you do it. I want the perfect relationship that would help me heal and be the most loving relationship I could ever have, whether I believe I deserve it or not. I want an answer to this problem that I have right now, whether I know what the answer is or not. Do not limit your blessing. Do not limit your blessing by making your belief and your understanding mandatory before the blessing can happen.
Yeah.
Stop slowing everything down by always interfering with what you want by going, and I have to know how it's going to happen, and I have to understand everything about it. That is what's blocking your healing, answer, abundance, whatever it is you think is missing in this, your life right now. It's your believing that you have to know how and understand the answer before it can come. So the answer is waiting for you to say, come on in.
Cool.
And some of our answers have spider webs on them. Them answers like, how I want this, but I gotta know how it's gonna come. Thank you for sharing with me. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing with yourself. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for blessing this church that allows us to be here. Thank you for blessing me. Thank you for blessing yourself. I got some...
No, I mean, so if that's not validation, brother, I'm doing an
error. Give me my crusher hook. I know the little kids just praying we'll catch up with them soon. They're just like, come on, we rooting for you all. You've gotten so far away from what's real. You know, we're interfering.
Yeah, that was good. Interfering.
Love will transfer to love unless we, what? Interfere. So 12 noon is on Wednesday, the next class.
No,
it's not. See, I was testing it. 1:00 on Sunday. Thanks for going deep with it. So what we're going to do, we're going to bring the plane in for a landing, and I'm going to continue with the Course in Miracles workbook lessons. And I want you to let yourself just hear it, not necessarily try to join in with me, because I'm going to be going somewhere everywhere. But what I'd like to ask you to do is just let the words come. And just close your eyes and just let the words come. So don't forget, love transfers to love real easy without our interference. And if you want something to increase in your life, start applying that idea to as many different people and things as possible. Whatever you want to happen really fast in your life, stop interfering on it. And if you do interfere, then identify that emotion by saying, I am feeling an intense request for safety. And that will remove the block. I am feeling an intense request for safety. That's what fear is. Okay, here we go. My thoughts are images that I have made. I have no neutral thoughts. I see no neutral things. 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 That means that everything I look at, I'm either using it to bring more peace in my mind, or I'm using it to bring more conflict into my mind. You see nothing neutrally. Everything is neutral, but you can't see neutrally. Everything you see is either making you feel more peace and love, or it's making you feel more fear and conflict. You see no neutral things. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my CE. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my CE. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my CE. I am not alone in experiencing the effects of my CE. You are not alone in experiencing the result of how you see things. You are not by yourself in experiencing the results of how you see things. You are not by yourself. You are not alone in experiencing the results of the way you think. You are not alone in experiencing the results of the way you think. That's why you can never go through anything really by yourself. Because people who are seeing it the same way you are, they are right there with you. I don't care how you see things, people who see it that way are right there beside you. That's why you'll never be alone. Because you're never alone in experiencing the way you see things. You're never alone in experiencing the way you feel about things. You will never be alone in experiencing the way you feel about things. Haven't you noticed that you're never alone? Because you're surrounded by people who are experiencing the same results of the same way of thinking that you have. You are surrounded by the people who are experiencing the result of the same kind of thinking that you are doing. That's why you're around each other. That's why you will never be alone in experiencing your way of seeing things. You'll never be alone in experiencing the effects of the way you think about things. You'll never be alone in experiencing the effects of the way you think about things. You will never be alone. You will never be alone. You will never be alone. I am determined to see. 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 I am determined to see things differently. 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 May the course be with you. I'll see you next time, God.
Give it to us. Just give us some energy. Give it to your real self. Woo! Woo! I appreciate you wherever you are.
Codes are available, and you can also get a copy of the class. Appreciate you.